There will be an estimated 3.5 million unfilled cybersecurity jobs by 2021. In an effort to promote more diversity in cybersecurity, Idaho National Laboratory created some challenges anyone can have access to on the internet.
We found through our own experiences here at the laboratory that when you bring partnerships and you bring collaborative teams together with people from different backgrounds, different cultures, different worldviews, different perspectives, and different ways of problem solving, that the end result is a better product.
That's Ethan Huffman, an INL spokesman.
We've actually seen that happen in the workplace on multiple occasions. And so, yeah, diversity is very important to the work that we're doing.
I invited a few members of our BYU-Idaho cybersecurity team to do a few of the challenges. Nathaniel's from Nigeria, Hiram's a Californian, and Danny's from Kansas. There is a list of 12 challenges, ranging from easy to hard. We started with an easy one about tracking down hackers. We had to figure out how old the hacker was based on his username.
33.
Compared to 2019, so that'd be 33. Yeah, he'd be 33.
The last challenge was a malfunctioning robot where you had to debug the code to get it working again.
What's that? I don't know assembly at all.
We didn't get that one, but maybe you can. The BYU-Idaho cybersecurity team got back from a competition in Seattle this semester against 12 other teams in the Pacific Northwest. We competed against 16 colleges and universities to qualify for this competition. Cybersecurity is an important part of our nation's infrastructure. Professionals in the field prevent hackers from gaining access to private information, and they maintain corporate networks. Huffman told me about the importance of having different perspectives on the team.
And we've had teams of cybersecurity engineers all working on a problem together, and they haven't been able to solve an issue. And then the moment we bring in somebody else with a different background or a different experience, they're able to solve the problem together.
If the job market is tight for you, you must not be in cybersecurity. Check out if the field is for you by going to go.girlsgocyberstart.org to do the same challenge the BYU-Idaho team did. But hurry, it closes this Friday. For BYU-Idaho Radio, I'm Rachel Winder.